Dear friends, when I see you, I remember my own youthfulness. And I regret that I am not so young. I am over 40 now. Well, believe or not, it's up to you. My topic, subject that I choose for this evening, very important for the youth, because I am working with youth more than 50 years, really. Although I am over 40, I said over 40. How much over, it's up to you. But 50 years, I did work with the youth, of course with the Baha'i youth all the time. Because it was my field, because I loved teenagers and children, of course, and then the youth. And Persian Baha'i youth, they are witness that I always working with them. I had classes with them. I learned many things from them, really. I learned many things from them. From their behavior, from their thoughts, from their many things I learned. Now, before going to my topic, my subject for this evening I chosen by myself, very psychological and very scientific, and this is free will. Free will that we have from the Baha'i point of view. But before going to that, I will tell you a short story about my coming to Canada in 1953. It was my first visit to the West. I came from the United States, from America, after dedication of the temple, straight up to Canada. Canada was unknown for me in those days. They took me, I would not mention the city, one town, I should say, to the 19-day feast. It was so spiritual meeting that I never thought that in the West I can see this kind of spirituality. Because I came directly from Iran and a short stay in the United States, and I was not familiar with the Western Baha'is in those days. And when I saw this meeting, so spiritual, that I said to myself, I recalled the guardian's words that he said, the Western Baha'is, even spiritually, they are equal to Eastern Baha'is, not only in material way. Well, anyhow, they had beautiful 19-day feast. Not many Baha'is in that meeting, because it was a small town. After official program was finished, a lady, young lady came to me, sat down next to me and said, "Are you hand of the cause?" I said, "Yes, people say so." Because it was 53, and you know I was appointed hand of the cause in 51, December 51, the end 51. I said, "Yes." He said, "All right, please go to my husband. He's sitting in the third row and close this and that, but don't look behind yourself, because then he would understand I'm talking about him to you. And advise him to sleep more than he does now." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, there is a reason." Oh. I said, "All right." I went to this man. I said, "Alava." He said, "Alava." I said, "How are you?" He said, "Quite well." I said, "How is your sleep?" He said, "My wife said something to you?" I said, "Well, your wife or some, I'm asking just how many hours you sleep." He said, "It's a very strange question." And being Persian, although I was educated in Russia, of course, for a long time, 16 years, but still I was not familiar with the Western atmosphere and spirit. He said, "It's a very strange question." I said, "Why?" "I'm asking," he said, "it's my private life." I said, "Ah, private life, you are right. It's your private life. Still I wait for answer. He said 4 hours. 4 hours. I said, why 4 hours? He said, because the beloved guardian resting 4 hours only. I follow him. I said, who told you? I didn't know that. Really, I didn't know. I said, who told you that? He said, pilgrims. Pilgrims. And besides that I follow the guardian, I don't have time because I am secretary of local assembly, I am working in my office, I am new Baha'i, so many books that I have to read, writings, because I am new Baha'i. Without reading the writings, you cannot be a good Baha'i, a deep Baha'i, without reading the writings. I don't have time to sleep more than 4 hours. I said, you try a little bit more. He looked at me and said, what kind of hand of the cause you are? I said, well, I newly appointed hand, I don't know what kind of hand. Voila. I said, then I said, my dear friend, don't be upset because some people are wise, some are otherwise. Maybe I am in second category. Don't be upset. He said, do you want me to bring texts from Baha'u'llah that he says, you must not sleep? I said, oh, we have this kind of text that we must not sleep. Please bring that. He brought me Baha'i prayers. Opened that, he said, look what Baha'u'llah says. How could I go to bed when the eyes of your lovers are waking? You know that, the prayer before going to bed. Well, I said, you are right. You do whatever you want. I came to the lady. He said, what he said? I said, my dear lady, I was your guest. Why you did that to me? Why you did that to me? Leave your husband free. Let him do whatever he wishes. He is right. She said, you are hand of the call. Well, I had my prize from both sides. He said, what kind of handukkah? And he said, handukkah. But he said better, because he said, what kind of handukkah? I said, I don't know. But she said, hand of the call. Well, anyhow, I said something to her that I'm not going to tell you, because it's very, it's very secret. Between a gentleman and a lady. All right, now we go to my topic. I have time, don't worry. They gave me 30 minutes and I watch my watch. Yes. In this case, I am exact. Now, this is my second participation in the International Youth Conference. Second. In the whole my life. I was in many summer schools, winter schools, and in many gatherings, Baha'i meetings, but for the youth, special for the youth, International Youth Conference, this is second one. One was in Champaign, Illinois, in the United States. In Champaign, and I tell you that still I am intoxicating with that champagne. Well, it was very strong champagne, really. Although I don't know what is champagne. I never tasted, believe me, I never tasted. But that champagne was something. And now I see this second one. I say, my God, all youth conferences are good. It's not only champagne. Because really I see you, although from far, but I can feel your love to the faith and your shining faces. Believe me, I can see that. I can feel that by intuition, by Baha'i intuition. I can feel that. It's coming the waves to my heart. Don't think that this is fanaticism that I have. No. It's realism. Your love has some waves that is coming to my heart. Like a small radio, I can have that and take that. Believe me. That is, I love you, and I love you all in such way that I cannot explain by words. You can feel that. Now, the most important, this is my subject, and I beg you to be very careful listener till the end. I am not Cicerone. I am not a good orator, a good speaker like Cicerone was in old Greece. But I did my best. I tried to explain my subject to you, and this is to me the most important subject for the Baha'i youth. We are human beings. We are not belonging to vegetable world or to animal world. We are human beings. Why? Why we are human? Because God gave us the most precious gift, that is free will. Free will. It means the human being can do according to his will whatever he wanted to. This is God's gift to us as human. That is, we are human. We are not belonging to animal world. Although animals have instincts and some kind of very limited will, but it is not free will, because they are, you know better this, because you are students, you are scientists, you are going to the university. I know that you know all these things better than I do. Their will is very limited by their instincts. But we have free will. By free will, it means that a man, by man I mean human, not woman and man, a man can do whatever he wants to. That is free will. This is the gift of God, but in the same time, this free will is the source of all problems in humankind. If this free will be used in good way, in right way, you put your will in good channel, then this is really the gift of God. Like so many people, they did that. So many people, they put their will in invention, in science, in all good for humanity. But, as we say in Persian, Khoda nakunat, God forbid, if we, you, I mean human being, they will put their free will in wrong channel, in wrong way, then you will have crime, you will have calamities, you will have problems. All things that you can see now in the miserable world that we have now, it's because of that free will that people put in the wrong way. I can be very merciful to the people, I can serve them, I can work for the peace, or I can be murderer, I can be killer, I can do many crimes. As you see that the world now is in this position. Go back to the guardian's writings and see how the beloved guardian explained Baha'u'llah's words and Abdul Baha's words and talks. If the people would not be educated in principles of God, they will be, I am quoting Abdul Baha, much worse than animals. Because when animals are doing these kind of things that now this human being, most of them, they do, nothing. Sometimes when I read the books and then I watch some films of television, some of course not all, and then I see or I hear or I watch this crime business, what people do, killing, bloodshed, doing this, doing that, I say, oh God, I wanted to be an animal. I wanted to be a cat, a dog, whatever you wish, because they never do these kind of things. Even to their parents, even to their friends. My God, how many crimes in our world, and especially, sorry to say, I am so sorry to say, from young people. Why? Because they have free will. They can have knife in their hands, their will can do that and kill somebody. They have hand and they have free will to take one bottle of alcohol and drink. And I collected many statistics that I cannot really open to you because it is not worthy for the Baha'i gathering to bring this kind of things up. In one country, this is not my way to name, 1.5 million, according to official statistics, they have alcoholic people, sick, that they wanted always to have this alcohol, otherwise they cannot live. And the government should keep them. You, me, others should work and pay taxes and spend for those people for alcoholic. And this is good. And then drugs and this hashish and this and that. Read the Guardian's writings. How he is portraying, how beautifully is portraying for you, picturing for you the situation in our world. You know better, because you are association with your friends. You know what is going on in the world. This is the source of free will. Why animals they don't that? Why animals they are not busy with the